Hi, I'm Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
And this is 80s Music Rewind, where we discuss 80s music and culture as only two friends who have been friends since the 80s can.
So sit back and take a listen. This is 80s Music Rewind.
Welcome to 80s Music Rewind. This is Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
We're having mechanical issues. Thanks to the Retro Network, we are going to talk about songs from the 80s that peaked at number two. Today we're going to talk about, there's 40 of them, so we're going to talk about 40 to 21. Looking forward to it. Lori's, we're tired.
Yes.
So here we go.
Starting to fade.
We're starting to fade, so we're starting to go. All right, we don't need Lori to fall asleep again during a podcast. Number 40 is Endless Summer Nights by Richard Marx from 1988. Was blocked by A Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. Spent 2 weeks at number two. I prefer this song over Man in the Mirror.
So do I.
And wish that it had been number one. Yeah. Although Richard Marx is the one that like caused a Twitter beef between himself and my friend Charlie, which is why I coined the hashtag on Twitter, pray for Richard Marx. Number 39, Lori?
Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross from 1980. It was blocked by Call Me by Blondie, which, okay, I get that one.
I do.
That's a great song.
But I do love Ride Like the Wind.
Yeah,
to be free again. Is that yacht rock?
Oh, yeah. That would totally be yacht rock.
I love that song, though.
I love that station in the summer.
I do, too. I listen to it all the time. Okay. But not now.
Okay. So they have that Channel 14 XM radio. It's always different things. So it was like sometimes it's a countdown. They do special countdowns. It was the yacht rock. Now it's some like Spanish music station or something. And I'm like want to like change it. But I like want to keep it there because
it's on your presets. It's going to change again.
It's going to change again.
It's seasonal.
So I just had to remember it. And sometimes I forget. And I'm like, I click across. I'm like, man.
That's a shower. I was like, what is that noise?
Yeah, no, no.
Okay, number 38 is Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr. and Bill Withers from 1981, which was blocked by Morning Train by Sheena Easton and Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I agree with Betty Davis Eyes, and I actually agree with Morning Train.
Yeah.
I like those better than Just the Two of Us.
Yeah, me too.
But
me
I like that song.
Well, yeah.
It's just not my favorite.
Right, so I'm not really like that. Saddened by the fact that it never made number one.
We're not like really fighting with people over it.
No,
we're not fisticuffs.
Yes, this next song I know Ruth is not going to agree with because I know she does not like this song.
Hate
but
it.
At number 37 is Keep Your Hands to Yourself by Georgia Satellites from 1986. And it was blocked by Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
I love Living on a Prayer. Let me just say, I love Living on a Prayer, but I don't want to hear it for a while.
Well,
I'm still in the blockade of, oh, we're halfway.
But it was so insanely popular. That's why they played all the time.
And I mean, do like it.
And I do like the song Keep Your Hands to Yourself. I always thought it was funny. I always think that song is funny.
Sure. I hated the video. The minute he was in that pickup truck, I was like, I do not like this guy. He's a yokel. I don't like him.
Well, he sounds like a yokel even in the song. But I mean, just don't watch the video.
But it's a stuff. You know, it's okay. We're the MTV generation. We're not going to watch a video. Like, did we really? I mean,
I don't remember the video to it. So obviously, it didn't.
Oh my God.
It didn't.
You have to watch it.
It didn't scar me.
Oh, you have to watch it.
I'll watch it now.
Watch it with your kid. Let's see what she said. I bet you anything. Number 36 was Woman by John Lennon, 1980, blocked by Keep On Loving You by REO Speedwagon, and Rapture by Blondie. This is the first single released after his death, spent 3 weeks at number two. I'm sorry. I'm glad that Keep On Loving You was higher and Rapture.
I do like this song, though.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, it's not.
I mean, I'm not saying it needed to be number one.
Yeah, Imagine's my favorite John Lennon single, you know, so be careful with that.
Don't you think it's everyone's?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Be careful drinking that.
I will.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
What's number 35?
Number 35 is Gloria by Laura Branigan from 1982. It was blocked by Truly by Lionel Richie and Mickey by Tony Basil. And it spent 3 weeks at number two.
You know what? I like all three equally.
Yeah. I loved Mickey, though.
Oh my gosh. I did too. Mickey was the best.
Yes.
Mickey was the best. And, you know, I smile when I hear Mickey, you know, and Truly was just like, everybody had to love that song because, you know, that's what you send to your boyfriend. Of course, not me, because it was 1982 and no boy was looking at me. Trust me.
First of all, like, I didn't have a boyfriend in 1982.
No, no. Of course, we were, 12. But now kids have boyfriends in fourth grade. And I'm like, number 34 is Friends and Lovers by Gloria Loring and Carl Anderson in 1985 was blocked by Stuck With You by Huey Lewis in the News. Spent 2 weeks at number two. I don't like that song that much. I love Stuck With You. Mm-hmm. So I agree with this one.
Yeah. Number 33 is Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones from 1981. It was blocked by Arthur's Theme by Christopher Cross and Private Eyes by Hall & Oakes. And it spent 3 weeks
at number
two.
Oaks or Oats?
I might have said
Hall & Oakes. I was Hall & Oaks down the street. Hall & Oaks.
I'm so sorry. Let me rephrase it. Private Eyes by Hall & Oates. And it spent 3 weeks at number two. I do love Private Eyes by Hall & Oates. I know that Arthur's Theme song was like insanely popular, so I'm not surprised. But it does surprise me a little bit because the Rolling Stones are insanely popular and the song is insanely popular. So
I
really
love Start Me Up.
Right. So really it kind of does shock me that never made it to number one.
I am totally shocked by that. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I barely remember Arthur's Theme. I kind of don't that much.
You do.
But I didn't love it.
You can do between me and New York City
Okay. I watched that movie too and I didn't remember. That's a movie I should watch again. I haven't seen that in ages. But anyway, I love Private Eyes.
I love Private Eyes.
Loved Private Eyes. So Start Me Up, Private Eyes.
Arthur's one of those movies that I never really understood why it was so popular.
Yeah, it was kind of like a throwaway. It was kind of like they needed to make something with like Dudley Moore.
He's just drunk.
Is he dead?
I don't know. I shouldn't laugh every time you ask that. It's just the way you say it. Like, is he dead? I think he might be.
He died March 22nd, 2002.
No. 21 years ago. Wow.
Dudley Stewart John Moore, CBE, was an English actor, comedian, musician, and composer.
Things that make you go.
He was born at Charing Cross Hospital, which I've walked by. He died in Plainfield, New Jersey.
Okay.
I mean, that's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Plainfield, New Jersey versus London. What was his cause of death? Do you want to bet what his cause of death was? Alcoholism? What do you want to bet?
Heart problems.
Pneumonia.
Oh.
Secondary to immobility caused by his PSP. What's PSP? PSP. Let's see. In 1997, after spending 5 days in New York hospital, Moore was informed that he had calcium deposits in the basal ganglia of his brain and an irreversible frontal lobe damage. He underwent quadruple coronary artery bypass surgery in London and suffered 4 strokes. Oh, no. September 30th, 1999, Moore announced that he was suffering from the terminal degenerative brain disorder, progressive supranuclear palsy, a Parkinson plus syndrome, some of the early symptoms being so similar to intoxication that he had been reported as being drunk. And many, and that
that's
the illness,
not funny because we were just talking about Arthur.
The disease eventually required him to use a wheelchair. Oh, I feel horrible. Yeah, that is so sad. His final words were, "I can hear all the music all around me." Oh, that's so sad.
That sucks.
That does suck. R.I.P. Dudley Moore. That's horrible. Okay, where the hell are we?
Number 32.
When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going by Billy Ocean. Blocked by How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. Notable details. Featured in the film Jewel of the Nile. Was a UK number one for a month. Had another number two blocked in 1984 with Lover Boy. Wanna be your lover boy. Okay, Whitney Houston, Supreme is Queen. Sorry.
Yes, and that song is like my favorite Whitney Houston song.
Oh, so, yeah. Freaking yeah. That video.
Oh, I know. I can do a picture.
That video is perfect.
And number 31 is I Didn't Mean to Turn You
this
On.
This blows me away.
By Robert Palmer from 1986. Blocked by Amanda by Boston.
What?
Oh, that song's insanely popular. I love
Come on. Really? I mean, I love the song too.
I know that it's number one. Because every time I hear the countdown for that year, I swear to God, Amanda's always the number one song. Oh. Notable details. A cover of a 1984 recording by Sherelle had another number two blocked in 1988 with Simply Irresistible.
That's another artist that died early. That's sad. I love Robert Palmer. That would have been a good concert for us to go to. Robert Palmer. Yeah.
Maybe we'll hear it again someday.
Well, from who?
In another place.
Maybe in heaven?
Maybe he'll serenade us.
When we get to the pearly gates?
Yes.
Okay, I'll wait for you. I'll save you a seat.
Okay.
Number 30.
God, I love this song.
Somewhere Out There by Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram, 1986, was blocked by Jacob's Ladder by Huey Lewis and the News. Notable details featured in the animated film An American Tale. Mm-hmm. Ronstadt had another number two duet with Aaron Neville, blocked in 1989 with Don't Know Much, but okay. I Know I Love
Jacob's
You.
Ladder by Huey Lewis and the News.
Not my favorite. Not my favorite. I do like Somewhere Out There. Was that me or you?
No, that's you. Oh my God. I love that song. I love it so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that song too.
Robbed, man. It did. I'm stupid Jacob's Ladder. Sorry, Huey, but I don't like that song.
Number 29.
Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant in 1982 was blocked by Every Breath You Take.
Justified.
By the Police. Exactly. It spent 5 weeks at number two.
Electric Avenue gave me weird feelings of like, There's something about that song when I listen to it, like the synth in it.
Oh yeah,
bothers me. Mm. I want to say texture. It's not a texture.
it's a texture for your ears.
It's like a hearing thing.
Yeah,
but I agree with this one. Sorry, number 28, travesty. We Got the Beat by the Go Go's in 1980 was blocked by I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It spent 3 weeks at number two. Okay, all right. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I love both.
I know.
But We Got the Beat is a jam.
It is.
And I Love Rock and Roll is a cover.
I know, but I don't. But it's a dang good song.
It is a really good song. So there's a little bit of a problem here. Mm-hmm. I think they should have been able to share.
Yes, they weren't playing nice. number 27, We Don't Need Another Hero by Tina Turner for 1985. It was blocked by St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion by John Parr. I'm so tired.
Every time. There's either she's burping, she's falling asleep.
I'm not falling asleep.
Not this time.
I'm sorry, but I had a medical problem going
on. You did. And I'm glad you're better.
Yes.
Because we don't need any of that flim-flam.
No.
Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. We Don't Need Another Hero by Tina Turner is amazing. St. Elmo's Fire is pretty good. I vote Tina Turner.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Sorry.
Number 26, Material Girl by Madonna. Shocked. Blocked by Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon and One More Night by Phil Collins. It spent 2 weeks at number two, had two more number twos blocked with Causing a Commotion in 1987 and Express Yourself in 1989. I'm going to be honest. Material Girl over Can't Fight This Feeling, but not over One More Night by Phil Collins.
I love the Can't Fight This Feeling by REO. That's a good song.
It is, but do you like it more than Material Girl by Madonna?
But they're two totally different songs. Like, one's like a love ballad and one's like, but I love Material Girl video. So yeah, it beats out Can't Fight This Feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, gotta love it.
Right.
Okay,
we all wanted that dress too. Yes, just say it.
Yes, we wanted the dress. Okay, number 25 to me is a travesty because it is by Air Supply. Making Love Out of Nothing at All in 1983 was blocked by Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. And they also had a number two blocked in 1980 with All Out of Love.
All out of love. I'm so lost without you.
How is Air Supply not making number one? These are songs.
I'm torn because I like Making Love Out of Nothing at All.
Mm-hmm.
Making Love. But Total Eclipse of the Heart is like, that's like canon. That was like, it's canon. So I'm torn on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 24, Say It Isn't So by Hall & Oates. Not by The Outfield. They also have Say Isn't So.
Yes.
Say Isn't So by Hall & Oates. Blocked by Say Say Say. That's a lot of says. Mm-hmm. By Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. It spent 3 weeks at number two.
They're not going to beat out.
You're not going to beat out Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. And that's when they were friends. Say 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 was when they were friends. Yeah. Until Michael Jackson stabbed him in the back. But that's another story for another podcast.
Oh my gosh, my foot is asleep.
You are having all sorts of problems on this podcast.
All the time. Well, when I have to sit in this like chair from 1920.
Hey, that chair is from 1940.
Oh, sorry.
My desk is from the 40s. Okay. This is a 1940s desk.
Okay, well, the chair feels like it's from the 1940s.
Would you like me to provide you with a different chair? I can give you a different cushion.
We've only been doing this for how many years, though? And now I'm getting the offer. Like, how many times
have I don't have another chair to offer you, to be honest. So yeah, when I do. I mean, TBH. That one's not very... Yeah. That one's not comfortable.
No,
either.
That one's also wood.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 23 is Easy Lover by Philip Bailey and Phil Collins from 1984. And it was blocked by I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. And it spent 2 weeks at number two.
Okay. Easy Lover to me is better than I Want to Know What Love Is, even though I love Foreigner that much. But
no, it
Easy
is
Lover
not
to me
better.
Is better.
It is not better.
Oh,
than a
my
Foreigner
God.
Song.
That
no,
is my
it
jam.
Is not.
I play that at 13 all the time. Easy Lover comes on and it is cranked. I Want to Know What Love Is. It's like I have to be in the mood to listen to that.
Gonna take a little time.
Okay, that's great. Easy Lover is she's an easy lover. You can dance to it.
Yes, but I love the Foreigner song.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Yeah.
Number 22. I don't give a shit about this one. 99 Luff Balloons by Nina, 1983, was blocked by Jump by Van Halen, which it should have been. Let's see. Blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Yeah. I don't. Nah.
And?
Justified.
Yes. This next one is not. Number 21 is Let's Wait a While by Janet Jackson from 1986. It was blocked by Lean on Me by Club Nouveau.
No, that's not. That's a travesty.
That's a travesty.
What happened there?
I know.
Payola?
I know. I'm like, how is
Well,
that-
Club Nouveau was going around and doing a lot of like radio station promo.
I know, but still. JJ?
I know. Janet Jackson is amazing.
I love Janet Jackson.
I know. I have so many regrets about us not going.
Yeah,
to
but
concert.
Then until you read about the fiasco.
Yeah, then there's a fiasco. We really would have had to get there super early. Yeah. I'm already dreading getting there super early next year for whatever we're going to go see. I'm already thinking about it.
Yeah, but we're paying for our Rockstar Park. I know, we'll but then we got to go so park. Early and then like we're hungry.
Yeah, I know. And then you're hungry. It's like first world problems.
I know.
We're like concerned. I'm like, I'm already thinking about. Olivia Rodrigo, like, ugh, what time do we have to leave for Olivia Rodrigo? Oh,
what,
my God.
Where is she at?
United Center.
What are you saying? Oh, 300.
Yeah, we're at 300s.
Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first row of 300s. But it's like, whatever.
Yeah, but then when you're in the first row, you really feel like you're going to fall over because it's like right there.
I know. I know. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh, my God. I'm looking ahead and one of my like absolute favorite songs in the whole world is... But I was blocked at number two.
Boy, you're really looking ahead. Lori's looking ahead, everybody, and that's not fair. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's shocking. Uh-huh. Shocking.
Shocking.
Shocking. All right. So that was the songs from the 80s that peaked at number two. Some of these were shocking. That was number 40 through 21. Next episode will be 20 through 1. And I hope you enjoy these episodes. If you have ideas for other things that we can talk about, please let us know on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Let us know. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.